And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 7th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Diane Ackerman, born Waukegan, Illinois, 1948, who blends science and literary art. Her first book of poems entirely about astronomy, called The Planets, a Cosmic Pastoral, best known for her book A Natural History of the Senses, came out in the 90s. She published a memoir called 100 Words for Love about her husband, a novelist, Paul West, who in 2005 suffered a stroke and suffered immense damage to the key language areas of his brain. He'd had a huge vocabulary, and he was reduced to a single syllable, mem. Took him years to recover the ability to speak. Diane Ackerman, who wrote, "It began in mystery, and it will end in mystery, but what a savage and beautiful country lies in between." It's the birthday of the Danish physicist Niels Bohr, born in Copenhagen, 1885, who theorized that atoms were composed of a small, dense nucleus orbited by electrons, and came up with the idea of complementarity, that things like light or electrons can have a dual nature. And it was on this day in San Francisco, 1955, Allen Ginsberg read his poem Howl at the Six Gallery, a reading to promote the art gallery, as organized by the poet Kenneth Rexroth. Gary Snyder was there, and Jack Kerouac. Ginsberg was the second to the last to read. He started at about 11 o'clock at night. He was 29 years old. He'd never taken part in a poetry reading before. Started off very quietly, but as he read, he found his rhythm, took a deep breath before each of the long lines in the poem, and then said each line in one breath. Read the whole thing, and the audience went wild. Here's a poem for today by Sue Ellen Thompson entitled Wednesdays. Along with his two surviving sisters, the five of us divided up the week so that one of us would call my father every night at dinner time. My night was Wednesday. And after we discussed the weather, and he expressed amazement that New Hampshire could have record-breaking rains while Maryland clung stubbornly to drought, he'd ask if I had spoken with my daughter lately. I'd say no, that it had been a month, or that I'd left a message and she hadn't called me back. And he'd say what a shame that was. He didn't understand how silence could descend between a parent and a child. With that, he'd reach across the kitchen table with his knotted fingers for her latest postcard, then for his magnifying glass. I marveled at the torrent of her sentences when her communications with me were so sere and brief. When he was done, I'd say, "I'll talk to you again next week," to which he responded cheerfully right up until the end, "I hope so." Wednesday is a poem by Sue Ellen Thompson from her collection entitled They, published by Turning Point Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.